This is Akashwani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a special program on the 7th session of International Solar Alliance Assembly.
International Solar Alliance, ISA, is currently hosting the 7th session of its assembly at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. This year, it is being held under the Presidency of India and the Co-Presidency of France. Ministers, mission heads and delegates from 120 member and signatory countries, along with partner organizations and stakeholders, are participating in the assembly. The objective of this mega gathering is to discuss the means and modes required to be adopted to accelerate solar deployment across member countries, especially in regions with limited energy access. The member nations are deliberating on initiatives of the International Solar Alliance that impact energy access, security, and traditions, with a focus on empowering member countries to adopt solar energy and mobilize finance to speed up solar deployment. Now let's listen to a report from Akashwani correspondent Bhupinder Singh.
At present, world is heavily dependent on fossil fuel to meet energy demands. According to the report, Net Zero by 2050 of the International Energy Agency Global Carbon Dioxide Emission from the energy sector reached a new record high of 37 billion tons in 2022, and the demand for coal, oil and natural gas will all peak this decade. Amid the global energy crisis triggered by conflict in West Asia and Ukraine, the governments around the world are taking slew of measures to ramp up the adoption of clean energy technologies, which would be sufficient to meet the energy demands in coming decades. India has also taken major strides toward achieving a vision of net zero emission target by 2070. Prime Minister Narendra Modi made the pledge in the year 2021 during COP26 summit at Glasgow.
मुझे खुशी है कि भारत जैसा विकासशील देश जो करोड़ों लोगों को गरीबी से बाहर निकालने में जुटा है, जो करोड़ों लोगों की ईज ऑफ लिविंग पर रात दिन काम कर रहा है, आज विश्व की आबादी का 17% होने के बावजूद जिसकी एमिशंस में रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी सिर्फ 5% रही है, उस भारत ने अपना कर्तव्य पूरा करके दिखाने में कोई कसर बाकी नहीं छोड़ी है। आज भारत इंस्टॉल्ड रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी कैपेसिटी में विश्व में चौथे नंबर पर है। बीते 7 वर्षों में भारत की नॉन फॉसिल फ्यूल एनर्जी में 25% से ज्यादा की वृद्धि हुई है, और अब यह हमारे एनर्जी मिक्स का 40% पहुंच गया है। फ्रेंड्स, विश्व की पूरी आबादी से भी अधिक यात्री भारतीय रेल से हर वर्ष यात्रा करते हैं। इस विशाल रेलवे सिस्टम ने अपने आप को 2030 तक नेट जीरो बनाने का लक्ष्य रखा है। अकेली इस पहल से सालाना 60 मिलियन टन एमिशन की कमी होगी। क्लाइमेट चेंज पर इस वैश्विक मंथन के बीच मैं भारत की ओर से इस चुनौती से निपटने के लिए 5 अमृत तत्व रखना चाहता हूं, पंचामृत की सौगात देना चाहता हूं। पहला, भारत 2030 तक अपनी नॉन फॉसिल एनर्जी कैपेसिटी को 500 गीगावाट तक पहुंचाएगा। दूसरा, भारत 2030 तक अपनी 50% एनर्जी रिक्वायरमेंट रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी से पूरी करेगा। तीसरा, भारत अब से लेकर 2030 तक के कुल प्रोजेक्टेड कार्बन एमिशन में 1 बिलियन टन की कमी करेगा। चौथा, 2030 तक भारत अपनी अर्थव्यवस्था की कार्बन इंटेंसिटी को 45% से भी कम करेगा। और पांचवा, वर्ष 2070 तक भारत नेट जीरो का लक्ष्य हासिल करेगा। ये पंचामृत क्लाइमेट एक्शन में भारत का एक अभूतपूर्व योगदान होंगे।
With a bold net zero emission target set for 2070, the nation has reoriented its steps to achieve this mega target. Asian Development Bank, in its recent Asia-Pacific Climate Report, highlighted that India is shifting its focus from an unsustainable dependence on fossil fuel subsidies to fostering clean energy. Guided by a removed target and shift strategy, India steadily removed its fossil fuel support, opening doors to new investment in solar power, electric vehicle, and a stronger energy grid. India has a massive need for energy. Its per capita consumption of electricity is less than one-third the world average. During the ISA assembly, new and renewable energy minister Prahlad Joshi has announced that India has achieved the 90 gigawatt of installed solar capacity and it is moving ahead toward its goal to attain 500 gigawatts of renewable energy capacity by 2030. Highlighting the government commitment toward clean and green energy, the minister said the government has approved 50 solar parks with a renewable capacity. He also added that this year the global solar sector is set to reach around 2 terawatts of installed solar photovoltaic capacity. The union minister said that the ISA aims to mobilize $1,000 billion of investment in solar energy solution by 2030.
As we gather here, our discussion will not only build on the remarkable progress made so far, but will also pave way new pathways to overcome the challenge and unlock the further potential for the solar energy deployment. Together, we are forging a future driven by clean, affordable, and accessible energy for all.
India represents a reliable, fast-growing, diversified, and financially viable market opportunity for development of renewable energy. The country faced with the challenge of a growing population, provision of rural electrification, and deep energy shortages simply has to add other generation sources. More from our correspondent, Bhupinder.
Solar is now becoming a crucial energy source in India's energy portfolio. Development of solar energy stems from the fact that it can be set up in the shortest duration compared to other energy sources. Globally, India ranks 4th in wind power capacity and 5th in solar power capacity. Solar energy potential estimated by National Institute of Solar Energy is about 750 gigawatts. This is spread across a number of states, namely Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh, and Gujarat. Endowed with more than 300 days of sunshine a year, India is making strides toward becoming a global solar superpower, highlighting the merits of PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana. Director General of International Solar Alliance, Dr. Ajay Mathur, said this is one of the most successful schemes launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and the world is eager to know about this scheme.
At this assembly, we did a number of special things. For example, we elected a president, a co-president, and a director general. I am delighted that India has again been elected without opposition the president of the International Solar Alliance. France was re-elected as the co-president. I think it's a great honor for India to be the president and to elect the new director general as well. We also moved an extra step in pushing for priorities, policies on how do we make the rules for the gender equality, not only in the secretariat, but also in our programs. And also, how do we learn? So policies for monitoring, evaluation, and learning from all the programs that we do. We are delighted that this has been an overwhelming success, that we've had multiple countries who look forward to the leadership that has been provided by India in both making ISA, but more importantly, in the solar programs that we are doing and continue to do with great success.
Delegates from 120 members and signatory countries, along with partner organization and stakeholders, are participating in the assembly. One of the participants, Minister of Gambia, Nani Juara, told Akashwani News that ISA assembly is a unique platform to showcase the achievement made in the direction of implementing solar projects.
We are here as members of ISA, and we are here also to attend the General Assembly, which has given us an opportunity to be able to showcase some of the solar projects that we have implemented back home. And we have the opportunity also to be exposed to some of the developments globally on solar development to ensure that the commitment that we have all made during COP28 also been achieve. And we have seen the leadership that the government of India have also made in terms of the development of solar plants all over in big capacities, some up to a gigawatt or more. And this is very encouraging for smaller countries like us.
Another participant, Alicia Peck of Global Solar Council, highlighted the potential of solar, saying that it is instrumental in reducing energy cost, saving billions of dollars.
The international trade body representing the global solar PV industry. And I'm here at the International Solar Alliance annual assembly and conference, talking about all the successes of solar, but also all the work that needs to be done. So we've seen solar grow immensely over the past few years, and it's cutting down on costs. We're receiving $1 billion a day on average in terms of investment. We're innovating, and then the latest report has all the data on that, which is really, really interesting to show just how much solar power is growing. But there's still lots to do. We need more financing, we need more grids, we need more storage, we need more skills. And that's something that we're working really closely with the International Solar Alliance on over this year. So it's really great to see that all the countries gathering together here today, and the role that India is also playing. India is playing, energy demand is growing immensely in India, but also the innovation and the sector itself. It's a massive market.
Talking to Akashwani News, representative of National Solar Energy Federation of India, Shubhang Parekh, said this unique platform is providing opportunity to promote industry association.
We are one of the partner organizations with ISA, and hum log ISA ke sath kafi saalon se kaam kar rahe hain in terms of private sector collaboration. Aaj jo ye ISA ne general assembly rakha hai, hum log iska 5 se 7 saal se we are part of this general assembly, aur this is one of the very, very big opportunity hamare liye as an industry federation, which gives us lot of coverage and collaboration opportunities with lot of African countries, Latin American countries and European countries. Or ISA has given us opportunity to have our stall here and to promote industry association and B2Bs with lot of countries, especially with Africa and Latin America, and how India can leverage those markets basically in Africa and South America. So ISA is a very, very big and global platform to India and to the world.
The World Solar Market Report revealed exceptional solar growth, with global capacity soaring from 1.22 gigawatt in year 2000 to 1,418 gigawatt in 2023. Manufacturing is set to exceed demand, making solar more affordable. Solar jobs have surged to 7.1 million and global capacity may reach 7,203 gigawatt by 2030. The latest World Investment Report highlights a global shift towards sustainable energy, with energy investment rising from $2.4 trillion US dollars in 2018 to $3.1 trillion US dollars by 2024.
Today, the shift towards an energy transition is not optional, but a critical necessity. The current trajectory of energy production and consumption is clearly unsustainable from economic, environmental, and social standpoints. Without prompt and decisive measures, carbon dioxide emissions from energy sources are projected to more than double by 2050, raising concerns over the reliability of energy supplies. In this condition, it is imperative to alter the present course, which will require a significant energy transformation. Central to this transformation will be the role of low-carbon energy technologies. There is an urgent imperative to expedite the advancement of these clean energy technologies to tackle the pressing global issues of energy security, climate change, and sustainable growth.
You were listening to a special program on the 7th session of International Solar Alliance Assembly. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.